This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, it is Dom time. 1:30, we'll talk with Representative Joe Hogan. Should they try to impeach Diane Merzeglia? Yesterday at that event, a lot of people asking me, and you know, it was a celebratory event about this. This can't stand. We had Guy Chirac, you on, he agreed. And I think impeachment is one of those avenues. I don't know what Dave Sunday is going to find he can do or take this up when he comes in as new attorney general. I liked him a lot. You heard him yesterday, hopefully. Talk about that in the terms that he could, because he's not in office yet and he's not looking at it. Waiting to 2027. Come on. That's kind of ridiculous, don't you think? Given the brazenness. I mean, why did this make international news? Because of how brazen it is. And they were doing it in Montgomery County. What has she really suffered here? She sort of made an apology. Facebook has taken down the Delaware Valley Journal's piece on this. Angry residents, argue with Merzeglia. It violates community standards. What are we dealing with here? Okay, one other quick thing, then I'm coming to your calls. Annually, and I'd love to hear from you, you may know an update on one. Thanksgiving Day, a part of Americana, a part of around here particularly, some of these are 100 years old. You have these annual football rivalry games. Now, I remember over the years, high school, that some of them have faded away because everybody's got to go into playoff games. And you know, football's not like basketball or baseball or whatever. If you play one game and you're advancing and you play that week, you certainly couldn't play two games in one week with high school kids. I'm bringing that up because the Buckskinny Courier-Times has a story of the Bristol-Morrisville Thanksgiving football game being canceled. They posted that announcement on Monday afternoon. It's the first time since 1999. So that's a pretty good run. That's 25 years. And the reason is Morrisville head coach Mitch Cohen said the Bulldogs had only 14 players available. The administration made the decision. So that's the first thing. Look, I get the abundance of caution. But, you know, kids used to play football both ways. Plenty of people played that. They used to play it in college. I'm not saying as a regular basis that's what you want to do. Maybe they'd have to sign some kind of waiver. But you dig deeper into it.
Is that what they're saying, though?
Yes, they're not going to play. They have kids that are ineligible. Okay, I'm not sure why they're ineligible. I don't know if that's great. So here's the thing that bothered
me. Well, hold on. Can I just add a caveat to this?
Sure.
Could it be that their families are traveling for Thanksgiving, and that's why they're prioritizing travel?
Okay. Some are going away on vacation. Well, then that's it. They don't play next year. They don't play ever again at the school. If you don't want to play in these games, don't sign up at the beginning of the year. Yeah, but the family's going away on vacation. Okay, don't play then. Don't sign up if you're not going to play, if you can't play. Now, that may be too rigorous. That's what the head coach said. They're going away on vacation. We only go into the game with 13 or 14 kids.
Sorry to step on you there.
Yeah, it's okay.
But 13 kids, 14 kids, you said, is all that was available?
Well, then that gets to the bigger issue. I'm not sure the article would have done a better job if they say how many kids they had at the beginning of the year. I'm perusing it now, and I thought I looked at it this morning. And I got a couple of other angles with this that I think are important. I don't see how many they had at the beginning of the year. So I realize that it's more and more difficult, given the obvious head injuries, thoughts of that. God knows what. People don't play football anymore. Maybe they only had, seems like, 20 kids at the beginning of the year or something like that, maybe 22. It goes on to say, this would have been the 95th meeting between the two teams dating back to 1928. And the first time it would be missed since 1999, that there was a break in that. It will go down as a forfeit. Here's the thing that jumped out at me with this, too. Not that it matters, but one team is, yeah, the Bulldogs finished the season at 9-4. That's Morrisville. It's a pretty good record. It's not like this team's 0-13 and they've given up. And the Warriors, the other team, they're 9-2. I'm sorry.
So,
I got the. I guess it's, they're 9-2. The Morrisville, I guess, is 9-2.
So, according to MaxPreps.com,
yes.
23 total players.
23 players they started. Wow. So, how much of a problem is it? Are all those 23 players, thanks for that, that's good information, are all those 23 players actually subbing in and out offense and defense for one game? They couldn't do that? I mean, this gets, it's football after all. You sign up for football here, you know, you might play both ways at times. Is that outlandish? The other part that got me, several of these kids have significant long-term career goals. One would reach, let's see, they hold it senior recognition and Hall of Fame ceremonies at the game, too. Oh, man. One would reach 2,000 yards, I think. I'm not sure if that's for a career or what it is, but there were significant milestones here around this. Anybody close to that over there, we love to hear you. Henry or Dan, do you see any objection to having them play with 14 kids?
It's tough.
It is tough, and I guess it depends on who you're missing, too.
Well, I mean,
new quarterbacks, you know, heading away. What are you going to do at that point? You're not going to get another quarterback at this point in the season.
Well, yeah, you have to. It's one game. That's all you have to do. I mean, I don't quite get it.
It is kind of astonishing, though. They have, a third of the team just going away?
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to have a backup quarterback, or you throw somebody in there and you make do. You're at least playing the game. It just seems so foreign to me, particularly a team that's 9-4, to just give up and just forfeit a game. It's the last thing in the world you think you'd be doing.
If it was a playoff game, it'd be different. But yeah, I think they look at it like a turkey bowl. I get there's tradition behind it, but
yeah,
I think you got to keep in mind fatigue too. Like if you got 13 kids, right?
Yeah.
Say two of them are cramping up, three of them are cramping up. Do you wait for them to stop cramping before you continue the game?
Well, if you have to forfeit then because they just can't continue, I guess then you have to. If it's a medical thing, somebody gets hurt and they just can't play, something like that. I mean, it's football after all. This is the type of sport that you should think that people that come out really want to play and will try to play through this. For seniors, it's their last game. And this one kid, I forget what honors, but I know it's 2,000 yards that he would accomplish. The coach says that. Yeah, senior running back Raymond Holman, the school's all-time leading rusher and holder of every school rushing mark, needed 107 yards to reach 2,000 for this season. Oh, man, come on.
Jeez.
When you have a kid who's close to 2,000 yards, so at that rate, 107 yards is almost a given for him if you let him play. In what universe do you sit there as administrators and go, well, the lawyers, I'm sure, are telling them. There's some lawyer there somewhere. Yang, you can't play.
Is this common in Pennsylvania for teams to only field 23 players, too?
I think this is a 9-4 team. I mean,
I guess it depends on the classification.
Yeah.
It's more due to people are not having their son play football anymore.
Yeah.
In many instances. Now, I don't know, high school level, the risk factor doesn't seem to be overwhelming to me, but I think you're having more difficulty selling it. Sometimes you read about they go away to camp and it's 25 kids at the beginning of the year. So, all right, so 855-839-1210. Anybody that follows that, but in broader terms, yeah, this would be a stretch. You only got 13 or 14 kids. Are you going to, I'm not even sure if there is a premier one anymore of the rivalries.
Allegedly, according to the interwebs, only 406 students in the entirety of grades 6 to 12.
Okay. That has something to do with it, I guess.
Yeah.
Must be pretty good, though, if they're 9-4.
Right.
So when does it come to a point then where you say, well, we can't have a football team, or we don't have enough kids? I know that more and more schools are not doing it.
That's why I asked if it's a common thing through Pennsylvania. It's maybe we're at the point where so many kids are not playing football that we need to rework and combine schools into one team and have like the Steagles of high school.
I guess so. Somehow or another, they won 9 games, though. So that small of a school district, that's and apparently Bristol's pretty good. All right, so 855-839-1210. Are you going to one of these games? I know that some, is it Central plays somebody? Is it Central Northeast? That's one in my mind. There are several that have to be, Easton's in one. It's got to be over 110 years, some of these traditions.
Yeah.
And somehow or another they continue on. This one goes back to 1928, 95th meeting. So
23 kids.
I mean, I think you talk to the parents, you ask them what they think. Are they okay? The kids signing off on this with 13 or 14 kids, he says, to be able to do that. That still gives you the ability to move people around, to sub a little bit. You know, maybe it's not a perfect team. You're just getting by this game. That's what you do. It's only high school. Things are not perfect. You know, if who plays quarterback, who plays running back. Particularly if I had a guy who is going to get 2,000 yards in a season, I got to go to him and say, come on, you got to play here. How do you tell this kid you can't play?
But then, I mean, there's a famous episode of King of the Hill where Bill Dautry's record's broken by a kid who has a broken leg and they lift him over the goal line. And, you know, he has to deal with his record being broken because this kid was, you know, handed a record-breaking performance. I mean, wouldn't the kid kind of feel cheap if he's playing against a roster of 14 kids and he's setting his 2,000 yards?
Oh, no, he's playing for the team with 14 kids.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. That's why I brought it up. Well, I would say the
same. I went over 2,000 yards with only 14 kids on my roster.
I would say the same thing if he were on the other team, though, so I'll take that, which would be I'm not going to deny another kid. It's a game. It's scheduled. You got to play with who's there. You don't forfeit the game that he doesn't have a chance at it. That's like I don't know how many times somebody's rushed 2,000 yards here locally in 1 year. You don't have that many games. I don't think it happens more than once every 5 years or something. That can't be a record that is ordinarily happening. All right, love to get you in. 855-839-1210. You get in. Robert and Ben Salem yesterday coming up on the spot in the side question. Hey, Robert, good afternoon.
Hi, Dom, Dan. It's good to talk to you, and it was really cool to meet you guys yesterday.
Well, same here, but wait a minute. Was that an impersonator? We were expecting this hulking figure based upon your voice and bravado and all that.
I'm 6 foot 180, Dom. I just look short in that crowd with Dan and Scott.
Exactly. And Scott wears boots too on top of it. Can you imagine?
I took some pictures with him. My daughters absolutely loved it. But I was thinking about this immigration thing, Dom. And even though they might not be able to get these people to vote, they're looking at the 2030 census for apportionment and for funding.
Right.
Now, Article 1, Section 2 of the Constitution specifically says that Congress shall run the census as they by law direct. So we can fix this with just a law removing funding and apportionment from people who are not American citizens. And that would take away all of the incentive that these whack jobs have for holding on to these immigrants. What do you think?
It's a lot of incentive. I completely agree. And I think it could be done. And this is the type of drill down approach of what we have to strike and do now. I think significant numbers of Democrats, though, still would push. But you would whittle this down in one fell swoop. You take away a lot of it.
Well, I don't know if we could do it this year because of the thin margins in the House, but I'm thinking if Trump does well the first 2 years, we're going to expand that House a little bit, and then we could pass that census measure and completely take the teeth away from the Democrats and leave them to stew in their own problems that they created. that would be a beautiful thing in my world anyway.
Absolutely. No, Robert, you're always looking. That's exactly a very practical thing that you would hope would be done here. So what do you have on the side today?
I am going to go old school, Dom, and I hope I'm not stepping on Joe from Exton's toes, but I don't have the lollipop, but who loves you, baby? Kojak.
There
you guys
you
have
go.
A great day, okay, Dom?
Absolutely. I got to go to the great Scott of Mount Laurel on this, who is a big-time basketball coach without big-time recruiting violations, so far as I know, and says he can get Dan to shoot 70.
Let's hope not.
He can get Dan to shoot 70% from the foul line. Oh, man.
Yeah, dream world.
All right, let's go to Scott. Scott, what's your ruling on this?
The biggest thing to me, first of all, I would play no matter what.
Exactly.
I don't care how many guys are injured. We are playing. But I really have to question the commitment of these kids and their parents. I mean, you sign up for a team. You're part of a team. It is not an individual situation. This game was scheduled from the beginning of the year. There's no excuse for those guys not being there to play.
I agree. This isn't like you're moving along in a tournament. Oh, man, we're going to be away 200 miles away. And what am I going to do? This is on there, and it's your big rival. That's the other problem, Scott. You know this. I mean, too much of this stuff is always just looking at playoffs and the regular season. How's that? Like the Sixers, doesn't matter. This is supposed to be the big rivalry.
You know, I've had parent meetings before the season where I basically tell them, look, you know, other than, you know, maybe a death in the family or some major emergency, I mean, they have to be there. And the reason is, yeah, I get it that you might think a birthday party for your grandfather is more important. But if everybody does that, we got, you know, 20 kids in the program for basketball. If every kid takes 2 days off, we never have our full team together.
No, so that's exactly what happened. Well, I think the coach is saying that. And then, Scott, you have to deal with this. But in this case, you also have the pesky lawyers or the administration. The coach wants to play. These kids want to play. And if you're a good coach, you could get by with 14 kids for one game, I think.
I tell you what, I would, if I had four guys, I'd go play at basketball.
Yeah.
I just don't give up. Like, you know, I'm like you, Dom. We're here to play. Whoever's ready to play, let's go play. If we get our butts kicked, hey, we live with it. That's okay.
Particularly, I feel for this kid. I want to grant him a special exemption and say he got 2,000 yards in one season, Scott. You got to play to let that kid do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And maybe he'll have a hard time getting it if all of his offensive linemen went away. It depends on who left. But I agree with you completely.
Wait a minute. You picked the offensive linemen. You know they're going to be feasting on Thanksgiving, right? I get it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't actually thinking that. But, you know, the thing is, if the kids want to play and the coach wants to play, then let them play. What do they have to lose? They play.
Exactly. You know, they've already signed waivers and all kinds of things to be able to do. Have we reached a point where you got to get a new waiver? Because some kids will play both ways pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you do, then certainly would sign it if it were my son or something, you know. But, you know, I guess that, you know, I would do everything I could to play. Let's put it that way.
Exactly. Who's your side today? What's your catchphrase?
Well, I called the Dom Show and yada, yada, yada. I had a great time.
Very good. One of my favorites. Thank you. Wait a minute. You yada, yada, yada the best part. All right. No, I didn't. The lobster bisque. 855-839.
Dom, I'm having a moment back here.
Yes.
I'm having a true.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
I'm looking at this roster. They had a 5'9 offensive lineman.
Yeah.
180 pounds.
Yeah. Wow. They're.
If I went to one of these schools, man, I could have been
all state. Right. They're 9-4. This must be a pretty good coach. Yeah.
It's a 1A school, just so we're clear.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
They are the lowest classification in Pennsylvania.
Okay. Well, they must be playing.
So it's not normal then for 23 kids to be playing on a team?
No, I'd say that's pretty standard.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I got a loss in the shelf with my 2,500.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so here's how you get in. 855-839-1210. Jump on board. You heard from a real good basketball coach. Love to hear from parents, others, though. Should they play? Our lawyer's right. Well, you know, a judge might look at this and say, oh, my God, they played both ways. This isn't the NFL. You know, people play both. I bet at some colleges there's still people that play both ways. Many colleges, at least Division II, Division III. And in high school, I couldn't imagine not having the best guys that I have out there for most of the game. Of course you're going to do that. Oh, that's out of bounds today. Yeah, I mean, the problem I have with it is head injury, stuff like that. That's the reason I'm suspicious of football. But other than that, what's so different?
You aware of that Travis Hunter kid out in Colorado?
No.
He's a cornerback wide receiver in Heisman contention, just an incredible player. He
plays both ways.
Both ways, and he's among the top at both positions that he plays.
Well, if the Morrisville administrators get wind of that, they'll be right over there to say. And imagine, he's right, you know this game's on the schedule. How do you go away at that point? Well, that's more important. Good. You don't play next year then. Well, then we're not going to have a team. Uh-oh. See, I see a lot of negotiating you have to have a football team. 855-839-1210. Yeah, Robert of Ben Salem sounds like Sam Elliott.
Yeah, he does.
Definitely. I don't know. He said 6 foot 180. Maybe it was dwarfed by other things in the room there. I was just surprised he has that hulking voice.
Many over on YouTube's active in the chat down in Texas. I can only imagine what she's thinking. We're talking 23, you know, people on a football roster.
Exactly. Yeah.
Imagine that in Texas.
Oh, God. All right. Jump on board. We're going to talk with Representative Joe Hogan. I could tell yesterday people were just congratulatory, loving being with fellow listeners, et cetera, renewing everything. Diane Marseglia, though, is the one thing that sticks out. People are not going to accept this. Wait till 2027. Why not impeach her? We'll get to all that coming up on Talk Radio 1210. All right, time to your Dano show. And, you know, I found we got the big issue, certainly, this Marseglia stuff. We'll talk with the representative. But a story like this is like talk radio gold to me over the years. I remember several of these around these rivalry games and stuff getting in the way. And I agree with Scott. You know, if the kid wants to play high school football, it's on the calendar. You don't go off to grandma's house. You play the game, and you work around it. I mean, the game's on Thursday. You play the game, then you go. It's a pretty obvious thing, particularly when you have a team, given the margins that are this small. Let's go to Dave in Oak Lane on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dave, afternoon.
Hey, Tommy, Dan, how you guys doing?
Good, good.
All right, my side question is, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yes.
Caller catchphrase.
You know, I'm thinking back all the way back to WWDB days, the first time I heard that. It's been around all that time, Dave, and probably before that.
Yep. I remember listening to it 30 years ago.
I wonder the first person that decided to say that verbiage. Yeah, why? Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Pretty good
and
one.
And also about the football team?
Yes.
First of all, these kids can play both ways. Come on, man. They're 17 years old, you know?
Yeah, well, with 14, you sub a few in and out. One looks like he's tired, you know. You move around a little bit. It's one game. And you got something, Dave, to pull for here. We're going to get this guy 2,000 yards.
That's right. The kid deserves 2,000 yards.
Yes.
And what parent would go on vacation when there's a football game? My wife pulled that once.
Well,
oh, man, did we have a war on that one.
Well, look, it's on Thanksgiving Day. You go after that. I mean, my God, does it got to be Wednesday that you're leaving? You can't leave right after. The game's at 1:30 in the afternoon.
And it's tradition.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's a 100-year tradition.
Yeah. Almost 100. It's 1928. 96, 95 years. Yep.
Yeah. Come on, man.
It's sign of the time. Dave, great one. Have a good Thanksgiving, Dave. I like that. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
So Sideshow Bob says in a 1994 episode of The Simpsons.
Yes.
But obviously it goes back further than that. I'm trying to find any kind of origin of it. I think it's just been something that's been said so long in radio.
He says it.
Yeah, Sideshow Bob does at some point, but even like people like are saying, this is a forum back in 2004 that pointed it out and say, I mean, they've been hearing it long before Sideshow Bob said it in 94.
Well, I started full-time in 1987 at WWDB. And I heard it before that as a listener. So it's got to be 35 to 40 years plus. Yeah, that is a great insight.
You know what? You should embrace it and say that you were the first one to ever have callers use it.
Maybe. Yeah. I
mean, who's going to correct you?
Yeah, exactly right. No one's around to do that. Yeah. Joe in Bordentown, and this plays into what we're talking about right now. Joe, what's your catchphrase?
Mine is, sometimes when the team is up against it and the brakes are beating the boys. Tell them to go out there with all they've got and win just one for the Gipper.
Yeah, well, these kids are saying, I'm going off to grandma's house. I don't feel like playing today. Let them die. Win one for the Gipper is a great one. People use that, still use that a bit. Throw that one out there. Yeah, come on. It's time to pull together here. Good one, Joe. Have a good Thanksgiving if we don't talk tomorrow. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with State Representative Joe Hogan. I saw him, one of the few people bold enough, I'm glad he did, to kind of tell his constituents what they were thinking around Diane Marseglia. So he told the Inquirer, who knows, based on the Inquirer, that they're not looking at doing impeachment. Guy Shiraki, who's inside this stuff, I'm looking at it. I think that's exactly what ought to be done right now with Diane Marseglia. This is impeachable. If not, then I don't know what is. If you say, I'm not going to follow the law, and I know I'm not going to follow the law, I'm trying to make a point here, you have, as an American, every right to do that. Sit-ins, the South, Martin Luther King. But Martin Luther King accepted you were going to go to jail. Diane Marseglia has to accept there could be consequences, accountability. We'll see what Joe Hogan says about that. Keep the calls coming, though, on this.
Representative Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. He wants to be on, or potentially, he thinks he's going to be the head of the President's Council on Physical Fitness. No way.
I wonder what Representative Hogan thinks of a Representative.
That's right. Hogan. Oh, I see where you're going. But Hogan thinks he's going to be that? No, Jim Worthington's got to be the head.
Yes, he does.
And he gave me a great idea he had. He didn't think it was all. I think it's tremendous. Idea? A lot of kids drop out. They're not good enough at the age of 13. Give them 1 year of physical fitness at your gym just to get them over the hump. They're not doing anything to keep them involved. Right there on the spot, he came up with that when I asked.
Yeah, it was very, very
good. Hulk Hogan can rip his shirt off. I want Worthington in there. Let the Hulk be a deputy on this. All right. Representative Joe Hogan next here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, one of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here. Right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs. They have immunity, cholesterol support, heart health, natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and a lot more. One more thing. This Rescue Black Friday sale will run the entire month of November. So shop today at res-q.com, res-q.com, or call a Rescue product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off during the entire month of November. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com. Do it today.
I think we all know that precedent by a court doesn't matter anymore in this country, and people violate laws anytime they want. So for me, if I violate this law, it's because I want a court to pay attention to it.
All right. Mad about abortion. What else is new? Diane Marseglia, right? Well, hasn't she paid enough? Come on now. What should be done here? That's what people were asking me yesterday at the NAC. Even though it was celebratory, and there was an undertone of almost every guest we had, Joan Cohen, Guy Shiraki, Jim Worthington, and others, we all came back to that. Well, joining us to help solve that, and good enough to come on today, I'm very glad about that. He was quoted in the Inquirer, one of the few representatives at least addressing this issue out in Bucks County. District 142, Representative Joe Hogan here on Talk Radio 1210. Representative, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dom.
Well, you were one of the few people to address it, Joe, but I differ with you, as you probably know, and I'm glad you came on. You said at this point you're going to let's take the long-range one, the voters. Well, that's not until 2027, approximately 2026, 2027, and then the other would be law enforcement, and I get it. I talked to Dave Sunday yesterday, but if we can't do impeachment, how in the world would we do law enforcement? Wouldn't people think, well, that's overkill?
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, looking at, well, let me take a step back. All of the Republicans from Bucks County issued a statement, I think, the day after she said this comment. And we highlighted a couple of instances from this Board of Elections and more or less the Democratic Party leading up to this election of how they were politicizing the process, politicizing the office, and questioning something. So we all have come out condemning these actions and acts. But the impeachment question, which was discussed with the colleagues, and we had, you know, my colleagues from across the Commonwealth were interested in this conversation as well. At the end of the day, the numbers just aren't there. The House is controlled by Democrats by one vote. There's no way they would ever run an impeachment article against somebody that campaigned so vigorously with Governor Shapiro and Bob Casey and everything else. They're just going to protect their own. So the question came down to, what's a better use of our time? What's a better use of our resources? And ultimately, it's educate the voters all throughout Bucks County about these, not just the comments that you just aired, but actions that were leading up to it as well. When we had the court ruling that extended on-demand mail-in ballots, Bob Harvey.
Okay, Joe, let me interrupt just on that. Then I'll let you, you know, not to interrupt, but I want to be clear on this. Yesterday, several people there that are knowledgeable and all said the same thing. They only have a one-vote majority. We're going to let them dictate. I mean, you're aware, right? Your constituents want something done on that, and I'm in agreement with it. I'm not saying to go off half-cocked. I don't see Dave Sundy then being able to go after her legally. So essentially, we're saying wait till the next election. If you impeached or tried to impeach and they refuse to do it, doesn't this continue to get that out there? Isn't it something, it's the right thing and the politically right thing to make this point again and again and again so that we're setting the battlefield for 2026, that hopefully we keep this ingrained in the public mind?
Well, I'm setting the battlefield for 2025 in Bucks County because we have row officers. We have a district attorney that's up for re-election.
All right.
We have to make sure that voters in Bucks County know what the stakes are and remind them of that every single cycle. It's if we introduce articles of impeachment, great, it's going to sit there. She's not going to be removed from office. That's just the reality. I've lived through 2 years of a Democratic majority in the state house, and they've been very, very good at sticking together. We're just not running bills. We're just not running pieces of legislation in the first place.
What would the damage? What would the damage be, though, if you went forward with this? What would the damage politically be?
I think it's not so much about damage, but it's about strategy. Why would we want to have? She's been claiming she's a victim in a lot of her statements already in different ways. The party has basically taken that position as well when they're talking about this incident. So why give them a rallying post? Why give them something that they can?
Well, it's a rallying post for you, Joe. It's a rallying post for you too. We can't be cowed by her saying she's a victim.
Oh, I'm not cowed. I've been talking to everybody about this, and I've been pushing it on Twitter. I've been talking to people. I'm coming on here now. I want the voters of Bucks County to know about these comments. I want them to know that Bob Harvey led a protest against Dave McCormick when he was a Board of Elections official. I want people to know about these types of things. Dom, 2 years ago, I won by 76 votes because of actions that they had to take. And if they were making these comments that they did 2 years ago, I'd be furious. I'm on the ballot every 2 years along with a lot of my other colleagues. We want to make sure that the right people are running these elections, that they're following the law, and having the right actions. But ultimately, you know, this is going to come down to the voters' decision. We can introduce the articles, great. Okay. I'd rather spend the time right now. I'd rather spend the energy communicating to you, communicating to other people that we have an opportunity here to tell everybody in Bucks County that their elected commissioners, that the people charged with running their elections in Bucks County, are hyper-partisan, that don't care about the law, and are going to do what they want to do until a court order smacks them down.
Well, I'm still in the camp, Joe. Okay, I think you could do both at the same time, and I'm in agreement with the one. I think Democrats would do that. Joe, and when you talk with your colleagues, if you can address this, if you can, I understand. What's the consensus on what legal authorities could do? Is it just Dave Sundy, I'm asking, the Attorney General? Is it the DA? Who do you think could take legal action?
I think it would probably have to come from the attorney general. Okay. The district attorney would most likely have to recuse herself, just because of the Bucks County connection and other aspects. Chris LaFavita, one of the Trump campaign managers, has made allusions as well about criminal investigation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm studying for the bar, so I'm not a barred attorney. I'm not going to speculate on what charges could be brought. I'm going to leave that to more seasoned prosecutors to look into that. But if something's there, I think they've expressed an interest that they're willing to look at it and see what was violated or what criminal charge was actually made and then follow through with it.
All right, Joe, but you're at the point. I'm only a dropout legal person from years ago that I did this.
I thought about it a lot.
Yeah. So, Joe, is this in your mind when you're communicating to voters? Are you calling this election interference? Does that go too far? What's the grand organizing principle for what they have been doing and did here?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think it's a whole host of activities that have led up to this. I think it's been deeply irresponsible as elected officials and, again, as people charging with these elections. I think it's undermining confidence in our elections. Again, anytime they hear about these types of activities, there's a lot of questions already about the process of voting in Pennsylvania in the last couple of years. When you have Bucks County becoming famous for all the wrong reasons, whether it was a court order, whether it was these comments, that's undermining confidence in elections, and not just Bucks County, but across Pennsylvania and everywhere else. I live in a swing district, in a swing county, in a swing state. So when Bucks County is making news, people think it's happening everywhere, and that's not good.
What's your town? What town, Joe, do you represent?
So I'm in Lower Bucks County. I have Langhorne section of Middletown, Lower Southampton Township, and Pendel Borough, parts of Northampton Township.
Yeah,
so
that sounds
my
pretty swingy.
Very much 50-50.
Yes. Yeah. How do your constituents feel, do you think? What have you been hearing about Marsegli in these comments?
Well, they're furious. Okay. And they have every right to be. They're fired up. And Don, it's not very often that I go to a restaurant with somebody and I overhear people talking about county commissioners. Or a friend texts me that he's at breakfast and he's hearing about county commissioners. I get started in politics because of Mike Fitzpatrick, former congressman, former county commissioner. He wasn't famous as a county commissioner. You know, that's not a very popular job. And unfortunately, the current majority in Bucks County have made it an infamous position for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, you may have seen it, or your colleagues might have seen it. Montgomery County, which is far more not a swing district, they went after the both Democrat commissioners yesterday for similar things, although they didn't say the magic intent. There was quite a back and forth in Montgomery County. That should tell us something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this happened, I think, Center County also agreed to count these ballots. Mm-hmm. I think there are three or four counties in total, but Diane made it very, very obvious what their intent was, unlike the others.
Well, Joe, have a great Thanksgiving, and please, as this continues, would you let our people know you have the information? Let us know if you'd like to come back on. Something we should know is happening.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Dom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great Thanksgiving as well.
Thank you, Joe Hogan. All right, good guy. Willing to come on, but Guy Chirac, he was listening. He said the same thing yesterday. You know, you can spend your energies here too, but impeach her. Go after it. They only have a one vote majority here. Is there nobody on the Democrat side you can get to do that? Now, look, I know politics. I know the difficulties on that. But you got to keep pounding on that. Let the Inquirer and the others try to defend this. It's indefensible what she did here. And she'll be the victim. My goodness. How's it going getting Diane back on the show? I don't know if that's going to be happening anytime soon. Bring it on! Man, Scott Presler really got to her. That was nuts. And they all have their stooge. Montgomery County has the second. I second that. The guy just said, hey, bring me a cup of coffee. I second that. Bob Harvey. I third that. My God. It's a powerful position. They ran on abortion. She got wound up because of the Dobbs decision, of all things. And she's just going to count what she wants to count. On top of, maybe even more egregious, what they did to our listeners who wanted to vote by mail in person, even after the judge told them to facilitate it. Yeah, you wait 8 hours. How do you like that?
I will also clarify one more thing. When I inartfully spoke and used the word precedent when I was talking about provisional ballots, I was referring to the United States Supreme Court and the precedent that has been lost on many issues, including Roe versus Wade.
It's always about abortion, Diane. They got wound up. Supreme Court justice, what is this with this? They would change precedent, in a nanosecond after the Supreme Court ruled. We are in charge now. That's it. It's over. Give us a break. It gets sent back to the states where it should be, Diane. Nobody's doing anything else. You'll be able to get an abortion, all the abortions you want in Bucks County. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get on board. Well, it's gravy this weekend on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. That means you're getting a feast of rewards all weekend long. Right now, all customers can get a no-sweat NFL same-game parlay to celebrate the occasion. Just place a three-leg same-game parlay. You'll get bonus bets back if that first bet doesn't win. NFL same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday. Build your own or choose from one of the popular same-game parlays pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. What are you waiting for? There are a ton of these and a ton of games coming up. Start your feast now with a no-sweat same-game parlay on America's number one sportsbook. Visit FanDuel.com/Dom. Now, FanDuel is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21-plus, present in Pennsylvania. Opt-in required, refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max wager $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply, including token expiration. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dom Giordano Show, welcome in. All right, you heard Joe Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
I'm very glad he came on, but I just am not in that camp. Do both. Impeach. I didn't hear what's going to be lost here and continue to let people. Well, she's going to claim she's the victim. Good. Draw her out into the open. We're going to keep on bringing this up again and again and again. By the way, Diane Merseglia doesn't seem like the victim type to me. She seems like she wants to have a fight over this, which is good. You know, and if we had a Republican on there, Gino, actually get into it with her, that might be helpful, rather than all of our listeners, Joan Cullen, Scott Presler, and others who did that. All right, let's go to David in Somerset, who is one of the all-time great callers, and he came all the way from Somerset.
He had the best answer in person yesterday.
Yeah, he did have a great
answer. Beat out Robert and Earl.
I expected, though, he told me he had some split-end, used to call it a split-end experience. I don't know. He didn't follow where I was leading him with the ball away from the crowd. David on Talk Radio 1210. Almost yesterday, David.
Yeah. Well, Dom, I had to go meet with a client. I didn't want to slide and rip my pants.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
I do have the shock and awe of the crowd as you almost dove, and Dom almost took the poor. There's a lady in the crowd there. You almost took her head off, Dom. But take a listen.
We didn't sign any waivers, so maybe we don't do that.
Dom's about to make the throw. And listen to the crowd reaction as Dom misses his throw.
Well, wait a minute. Let's play the one where Jim Worthington caught the ball.
You want that one?
Yes. Let me find that one. That was a little bit before. Yeah, second throw.
Oh, all right. See that guy run over by the back? Get ready. Over there.
You're
right on the money.
Yeah, I guess I buried the lead.
What
I think we saw was that off platform, you're not a really good thrower. In the pocket, you know where the ball's going.
Yes, I was in the pocket there. Throwing off a stage downhill was a little bit tough. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Dom, I loved, Mr. Hogan's a very nice man, I'm sure, but I love when they give that excuse that, we have so many other things to work on. I watched Dan yesterday. He's got 18,000 things going on, and he's able to get them done. I mean, What do these people do? That's their job, isn't it?
Right. Aren't they supposed and look, to? People are not going to be, when I ask, how are they going to be distracted if you follow? Even if it just sits there, you keep on referring to it, you go back. And David, you bring out the specifics of this articles of impeachment, how rare, how right. unprecedented this is. And then occasionally it might come up again. And also, how about satisfying people that pushed you over the top this time around, giving it, it's a one vote majority they have.
Right. I mean, and just bring it up. And that's what the Democrats do so well. They bring up or impeach someone over nothing. Look what they did to Trump with reference to a phone call. And yeah. So, I mean, we have to realize we have to use their tactics against them. I mean, it's.
Well,
you know, I
would say this is a layup, too. It's the right thing to do, and it's a politically right thing to do. And I don't think Dave Sunday, and Senator putting Dave Sunday in a, look, I don't know if it rises to a criminal level here. You know, whatever the articles are around this, it would be criminal. Now, if he goes after her criminally, that might be a heavier lift. The impeachment, at least, has it out there. Who knows what gets said then? It might help him criminally. I don't know.
I think it's just a matter of censure and get her to be
yes.
censured.
Yes.
And it's like, hey, you can't just decide you're going to enforce whatever you want to enforce. So that's where the rubber will hit the road. And I don't know. I just think that they're missing the chance to be able to. I mean, they don't have. They say we only have a one vote majority. Okay, we'll just put it out there and see what happens.
Exactly right. What's your catchphrase, yeah. David?
Well, the greatest wrestler of all time. If you want to be the man, woo, you got to be the man.
Exactly. He is the, he's the best performer. I would agree with you. Bruno might be the greatest wrestler. I'm not sure who would be the greatest wrestler. Thank you, David. Thanks for that help yesterday, too. All right, coming up, you think Matt Rooney might be available. We'll see. Wanted to quarterback what is going to be taken off with all the Trump stuff. There's something big brewing right here in our backyard. The governorship of New Jersey, which is finally doable. You have a lot of candidates on the Republican side, though, that offer different ways of approaching this. You have Presler getting into the game. We'll see what you think. And Dom's Money Melody here at Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.